This is Cortez. Everybody come over and assemble on me. He was standing on the beach a little to the left of me, waving his hand in a circle over his head. I walked toward him through the shrubs. They were brittle, unsubstantial, seemed paradoxically dried out in the steamy air. They wouldn't offer much in the way of cover. We'll be advancing on a heading 0.05 radians east of north. I want platoon 1 to take point. 2 and 3 follow about 20 meters behind to the left and right. 7, command platoon, is in the middle, 20 meters behind 2 and 3. 5 and 6 bring up the rear in a semicircular closed flank. Everybody straight?
Sure, we could do that arrowhead maneuver in our sleep.
Okay, let's move out.
I was in platoon 7, the command group. Captain Stott put me there not because I was expected to give any commands, but because of my training in physics. The command group was supposedly the safest place, buffered by 6 platoons. People were assigned to it because there was some tactical reason for them to survive at least a little longer than the rest. Cortez was there to give orders. Chavez was there to correct suit malfunctions. The senior medic, Doc Wilson, the only medic who actually had an MD, was there, and so was Theodopoulos, the radio engineer, our link with the captain, who had elected to stay in orbit. The rest of us were assigned to the command group by dint of special training or aptitude that wouldn't normally be considered of a tactical nature. Facing a totally unknown enemy, there was no way of telling what might prove important. Thus, I was there because I was the closest the company had to a physicist. Rogers was biology, Tate was chemistry. Ho could crank out a perfect score on the Rhine extrasensory perception test every time. Bohrs was a polyglot, able to speak 21 languages fluently, idiomatically. Petrov's talent was that he had tested out to have not one molecule of xenophobia in his psyche. Keating was a skilled acrobat. Debbie Hollister, Lucky Hollister, showed a remarkable aptitude for making money, and also had a consistently high Rhine potential.